are live on Facebook. I am Chris Graham, joined by Rod Mullins, and we're going to talk NASCAR as the racing circuit is preparing to get back on the track, a physical track, coming up here in a few days, May 17th, next Sunday. Not this coming Sunday, but next Sunday. And so, Rod, there's a lot to discuss here, just both about the return to the track in Darlington, seven races in 11 days from Darlington to Charlotte, and then what the future may hold for NASCAR, at least the short-term future may hold. So maybe let's first talk about Darlington and what the teams are doing to get ready for their return here, what, about 11 days away?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think for Darlington, what a lot of teams are doing right now is trying to get caught up where they have been isolated and they have stayed away from one another, at least the teams and so to speak there. I think the drivers are very anxious. Ryan Newman will make his debut at Darlington coming up in about 7 days here very soon. And Ryan Newman's looking forward to getting back on the track. I think it's going to be a great thing for him coming back on the track at the same time NASCAR comes back out onto the track also after this, you know, two-month almost layover is what we've had. And for Darlington right now, I think a lot of people are talking who's going to be better prepared for this kind of track. And the situation, a lot of people will say it's up in the air. You know, right now they're starting to make these predictions, sort of like they do for the Final Four and basketball season for next year. They're kind of calling this thing was maybe a Kevin Harvick type of race. We'll have to see, wait and see what happens if Kevin Harvick's able to go and have a good showing. He has kind of stayed out. He's been here and there with the iRacing series and so forth. He raced here just a couple of weeks ago. But Kevin Harvick's not one of these kinds that likes to sit behind the simulator. He likes to be behind the real wheel. He likes to be driving on the track and opening it up. And so we'll just see how that goes and everything for the race at Darlington coming up in, like you said, about 7 days.
So we were talking before we went live here about NASCAR's at least short-term plans. Now, we know, again, Darlington next weekend. And then Charlotte the following weekend, and there's races in between, you know, weeknight races, especially with the other series, the truck series, the next level series down. And so we know that's the schedule for the next few weeks, mm-hmm. I guess next 3 weeks or so. But what does it sound like from there out, you know, as far as NASCAR's return? We know that NASCAR's pledged to complete the number of races on the schedule. Mm-hmm. That doesn't necessarily mean, though, that they're going to be traveling all across the country. Take us into what's going, at least what the plans are for now.
Well, for right now, we've just, like you said, we've got Darlington. We've also got Charlotte set. The talk was at one point June 3rd or some coming into the first part of June that Bristol would be there. Well, there's question marks about Bristol, whether or not it has officially been named. NASCAR has kind of said they're going to hold back on that. They're kind of going on a week-to-week basis with this. And they have set up the scenario for Darlington. They've also set up the scenario for Charlotte. We know there's not going to be an all-star race on the weekend of Memorial Day weekend. That's going to be put off. But you'll have the 600 on that Sunday. Then you'll have an Xfinity race on Monday and then a truck race on Tuesday. Some of the big changes, I think, what we were talking about before we went live, I was talking with a friend of mine the other night. We were online and kind of chatting back and forth. And I kind of asked him some questions. I said, you know, have you heard anything about credentials or anything going on with, you know, with the circuit and what's going to happen? And he told me, he said, you know, hey, he said, I've been hearing this. I don't think they're going to have a lot of media at these races. And, you know, I first kind of took a drawback at that. And I kind of thought, wow, you know, it's, you know, the reporter and things like that from the newspapers and things that you used to have that really made this circuit what it is today and everything of how big it is now being replaced. But then I started thinking about it. It's less people in the infield. It's less people they have to worry about. They don't have to worry about all the fans, of course, being there on the track and being there at the track. But still, it's going to have to open the door up for people being tested when they walk into the track. And that's going to be the drivers, the owners, people like that, all of those people are going to be there. They're going to have to be tested. So they don't need the media that much more and all these hordes of media people there in the infield. And they really can't keep track of. They're going to be all over the place. You're going to have camera people, just regular digital photographers. Reporters are going to be in the media infield. That's going to be a problem because you're still going to have to set people 6 feet apart. And then I was reading something here just before we went on air this afternoon of the fact that NASCAR is thinking about instituting fines for violations to some of their codes or some of the rules when it comes to COVID-19 and especially the testing. If they don't do certain things, the NASCAR Cup Series could end up having fines of at least $5,000 or more for a violation of something there at the track. The Truck Series and also the Xfinity Cup Series would be a little bit less, but they're dead serious about this. They're wanting to run these races. They're wanting to get it done in a professional and reasonable, logical way without opening the floodgates up to tell the fans, hey, we're back in business yet. And you know, the talk is, I don't know if we'll even be back in business solely at this kind of pace of what we're used to, maybe not even to September, August or September. We may even go into this on into the fall as it goes, because there's so many question marks, Chris, right now about college football, professional football, high school football. One of the states that, you know, joins Virginia, Kentucky, the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, they said the other day they don't know if football is going to start on time at the last part of August or not. So there are a lot of these organizations, groups, they're up in the air, and they're probably going to try to get a bellwether to see what's going to lead them in the right direction. And NASCAR may be that bellwether to kind of get them in that direction.
Well, and I'll say, too, about the public health part of this, I've probably said this on previous shows, both with you, Rod, and with others that I do here on Augusta Free Press, but it bears repeating. We learn more literally every hour of every day about mm-hmm. the public health part of this. It gets better every time we learn more. Mm-hmm. And so I'm careful. This is May, what? I have to look at my watch. What today's Wednesday. I do know.
Right.
It's May 6th. Here on May 6th, it's really important not to be projecting too far in terms of saying what we will or won't be able to do in the fall, especially because we know now is even different than what we knew yesterday versus last week versus 2 weeks ago. I wouldn't have thought 2 weeks ago we'd be talking about an actual NASCAR race coming up in 11 days from now. So, so keep that in mind. The half-life of what we know about COVID-19 is not very long from a science standpoint. But that said, we are talking about raising it. Hey, I wanted to throw out too. I saw this news. I haven't read too much about it. Actually, I've read a little bit about it, but you know more. July 4th, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We had been excited. We talked about this mm-hmm. all season an awful lot about the doubleheader, the IndyCar / NASCAR doubleheader. Looks like things are on for that. Talk to us about that.
Well, Roger Penske. I mean, when Roger Penske is able to go and pull some strings, and of course he owns Indianapolis Motor Speedway now, you're going to get some things done with Penske, and Penske wants this. And again, this kind of feels like the same thing we have talked about before, and that is, I don't see a merging of these two sports, nothing like that whatsoever. I don't see NASCAR coming to the day that IndyCar and them merge together in some way, but I see them now starting to have to work together a little bit more. And that is, of course, to hold on to the fan base and also to the audience that they need out there. You know, we're talking this thing of television, you know, these races coming up, Darlington and also Charlotte, they're going to be probably more than anything television-based, races, including Performance Racing Network, which will be at Charlotte. MRN will be doing the one at Darlington. But, you know, as for this race coming up at Indianapolis, It's kind of a racing lover's dream to be able to go there. You're also going to have the Xfinity Series. They're going to be racing on the road course. So that's going to be another plus right there. So actually you're adding on about three good series of racing right there with Xfinity, with the IndyCar, and also with NASCAR and the Cup Series. And that could very well take over as the new norm. We've always known the Firecracker 400. What they had of the Pepsi 400, then the Coke Zero 400 at Daytona, has always been that July 4th weekend special. But I think Indy could replace that now if they're able to hold this together for years to come.
And what I've read about that event, at least as the schedule says now, July 4th, the Indiana governor has actually indicated that there's approval for, with social distancing rules in place, fans to actually be in attendance for July 4th, assuming the current numbers hold in Indiana for the next few weeks, which would be maybe, we don't know. I mean, there may be fans at races before that in NASCAR, but that may be the first a NASCAR event that would have some fans on a limited basis if that trend holds true.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You're right about that. So
let's think about, I wanted to throw a couple other things in regarding NASCAR news. So we're getting ready to start racing again. You mentioned Ryan Newman, also Matt Kenseth would be one affected. They've been granted waivers for the 2020 playoffs. So any news mm-hmm. on any more thought on that?
Well, basically Ryan Newman tickled, of course, of getting that waiver. I really didn't see that there was going to be a problem with him getting a waiver out of this. The Matt Kenseth situation was a little bit different. I didn't know if Matt Kenseth would get a waiver or not, but he did. And then in the meantime, just before we went on this afternoon, I had read that Kyle Larson has completed his sensitivity training. So he is getting ready to race, I think, in World of Outlaws racing this coming, I think, maybe tonight or maybe tomorrow night. So he's going to be back. But, you know, with NASCAR, there's no immediate timetable right now with him getting back into a car unless someone surprises us at the here later on in the season and puts him in a car and NASCAR says, yeah, we're going to let him come back. I don't see that happening anytime here for the rest of the year. They may be just going to wait, see where he stands on the radar, and then by the time that January rolls around, we may be hearing an announcement. He may be joining Stuart Haas Racing. He could be joining another stable of someone that's actually going to take a chance on him with that after all this sensitivity training and so forth.
So I was going to ask that. Yeah. Your sense is that he will actually have a ride for next year after I mean, in the immediate blowback from this, it didn't seem possible, but you seem to think that is a likelihood for him.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. I don't really think that you go and you shut the door on such a talented young driver like Kyle Larson and just throw him out to the wolves and just say, have at it. Now, I could see that with some other drivers that have come into the sport, and I'm going to name some names, and some people might not like it. Some people might say, you know, you're right on target with it. But the first person I would say that probably should have been thrown out and thrown to the wolves is Robbie Gordon. And Robbie Gordon will never make it back into NASCAR. He says he doesn't like it anymore. He'd rather stick with Baja truck driving and so forth, or the Dakar race over in Africa. He wants to stick with that kind of thing. But Robbie Gordon left such an impression on people in NASCAR that he rubbed them the wrong way. That's just about the best way you can say it. He wasn't a big fan of Danica Patrick coming into the sport. He started trying to raise a lot of sand about the attitude of, is the car going to be a little bit illegal with Danica Patrick driving? And people were asking, why is that? He says, well, the car's going to be lighter, enabling it to move through the air and the stream a little bit faster when they go around the track. I don't think she needs to be driving the car. And very, to me, sexist remarks toward Danica Patrick at the time. And eventually, Robbie just kind of hit the door and left. And, you know, we've not seen him anymore in NASCAR. But for Kyle Larson, I think that Larson deserves that chance. He's going to probably end up again. And I'm making a guess on this, but Tony Stewart has been very appreciative and noticing all these things out there with Kyle Larson, you know, and he's kind of made the same kind of, I don't know, trailblazing effort that Tony Stewart has. They've both raced on dirt. They've both been in open wheel cars. They've also had some unfortunate things happen to them before, especially with the accident that happened up in New York. And Tony had to sit out there for a couple of races till he got back and then just said, you know, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I see Kyle Larson probably materializing at Stewart Haas is where I see him, because it's almost a haven for these drivers that you think are washed up, but they're not quite washed up because they still have that go about them. And I think, you know, why not have somebody like Kevin Harvick in your stable that can, you know, help you maybe better yourself as a driver later on down the line.
So thinking about Darlington next week, Rod, give us a sense, if you can, as we're wrapping up here. Next week, we'll have a lot to talk about because we'll actually have a race to preview, which I can't believe we're going to be able to do, but we have a race to preview next week. But give us the feeling for what we can look forward to next week. Practice schedules, I would imagine that because, you know, it's something that's a live sport, that next week's going to be a big week for sports fans. Even if you're not necessarily a NASCAR fan, it's going to be a big week for you just because a lot of sports coming back. So what can we think about in terms of, you know, time trials, practices, anything else that we can use to get ready for the return of real sports here in America?
Well, the question's going to be, and a lot of this is still up in the air, and I think closer we get to Darlington, we'll find out what the situation's going to be. There were some that said that there would be practice times. They will let them qualify. Then I've heard they won't let them qualify. They may just award them by the points since they've already been three or four races into the season. So that's going to kind of be up in the air, so to speak. But I think when you get down to it, this is going to remind me of being of the age of when I was old enough as a child to realize what the excitement is of opening a brand new present on Christmas morning, because this is going to be like a new season, so to speak. I've seen Daytona, I've seen some of the other races, but this is going to be new. There's going to be a feeling of some newness about this, and I don't think it's going to be, for some people, the toy or something that they cast away after about 2 or 3 weeks and, you know, they've ran with it and they're going to go with that. I think it's going to be something that's going to be ever-changing, like what we've talked about with this COVID-19 thing. This whole situation is changing week after week, and I think we'll see some changes come about. But for Darlington, I don't think you could have picked a more tougher race to start the season back with, and then leading on into Charlotte right after that, because you're going to have two back-to-back tough races. 400 miles, that first one at Darlington, of course, for the Cup race. But then you've got to go 600 miles, so 1,000 miles right there in the course of 2 weeks is what you're going to have to do. And somebody better be in good shape. If these guys have been sitting off to the side and, you know, stuffing pretzels down and drinking a couple of Busch beers and thinking, let's get ready and we'll race here in about 2 weeks. Nah, let's wait 3 more weeks. No, these guys are going to have to be prepared. And they're going to have to be prepared mentally, too, of what sort of things they're going to have to be looking out for. And I know this may sound crazy, but, you know, that COVID-19 thing is going to be in their back of the head. You know, it's going to be in the back of their head during this time of the race, and they're going to be saying, you know, what's the chances? What's the chances of me getting sick? What's the chances of somebody on the team getting sick? Where does this put the teams at for the next week after that? We've got to hope that all the testing comes out good. And NASCAR's already got a plan. Everybody's going to come into the track. They're going to be temperature tested and so forth. They're going to be checked out. They're going to have to log in, log out, where they've been. They're going to have to get down to business with this. So there's going to be a lot of new things, like I mentioned. I think it's going to be on the horizon with Darlington, and especially more, I think, when they get to Charlotte. We're going to see a little bit less of the pomp and circumstance that Charlotte usually has of the military being there on that weekend, but it will definitely still be in the you know, right in everybody's minds, right there in the vision, the forethought right there when they start there on the race that weekend of Memorial Day weekend.
I think one thing about that is everyone will be watching, just because if you're a sports fan, you need some sports. And NASCAR helping lead the way. Pro wrestling has helped lead the way. I'm sure that NASCAR is learning from what WWE in particular has been doing the last few weeks to be able to continue putting on shows. And then we'll all learn from what NASCAR is doing. So those two sports, those two ventures will help lead the way. And it's exciting just being able to talk about the return of actual NASCAR action here coming up in about 11 days. Well, Rod, thank you for helping walk us through this. And I can't believe it, but next week we're going to preview a race. We're going to preview Darlington. Look forward to that.
No, it'll be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Rod. Thank you for our viewers out there. And we will talk to you again next week.